This is chapter 6 of The Westing Game, The Westing Will. "My name," the young lawyer began, "is Edgar Jennings Plum. Although I never had the honor of meeting Samuel W. Westing, for some reason yet unexplained, I was appointed executor of this will found adjacent to the body of the deceased. Let me assure you that I have examined the documents at hand as thoroughly as possible in the short time available. I have verified the signatures of those of Samuel W. Westing and his two witnesses, Julian R. Eastman, President and Chief Executive Officer of Westing Paper Products Corporation, and Sidney Sykes, MD, Coroner of Westing County. Although the will you are about to hear may seem eccentric, I pledge my good name and reputation on its legality." Breathless with suspense, the heirs stared pop-eyed at Edgar Jennings Plum, who now coughed into his fist, now cleared his throat, now rustled papers, and now, at last, began to read aloud from the Westing will. "I, Samuel W. Westing, resident of Westing County in the fair state of Wisconsin in the great and glorious United States of America, being of sound mind and memory, do hereby declare this to be my last will and testament. First, I return to live among my friends and my enemies. I came home to seek my heir, aware that in doing so I faced death, and so I did. Today I have gathered together my nearest and dearest, my 16 nieces and nephews." "What? Sit down, Grace Windsor Wexler." The lawyer stammered an apology to the still-standing woman. "I was only reading. I mean, those are Mr. Wexler's words." "If it's any comfort to you, Mrs. Wexler," Judge Ford remarked with biting dignity, "I am just as appalled by our purported relationship." "Oh, I didn't mean..." "Hey, Angela," Turtle called the length of the table. "It's against the law to marry that doctor to be. He's your cousin." "Dr. Denton, dear," patting Angela's hand in his best bedside manner, pricked his finger on her embroidery needle. I can't tell who said what with this chatter," Fidel Pulaski complained. "Would you read that again, Mr. Lawyer?" "Today I have gathered together my nearest and dearest, my 16 nieces and nephews." "Sit down, Grace Winslow Wexler. To visit the body of your Uncle Sam for the last time. Tomorrow its ashes will be scattered to the four winds. Second, I, Samuel W. Westing, hereby swear that I did not die of natural causes. My life was taken from me by one of you." "Ooh!" Chris's arm flailed in the air. His accusing finger pointed here, no, there. It pointed everywhere. Exaggerated motions acted out the confusion shared by all but one of the heirs as they looked around at the stunned faces of their neighbors to confirm what they heard. Rereading her notes, Sidel Pulaski now uttered a small shriek. "Eek!" "Murder? Does that mean Westing was murdered?" Sandy asked the heir on his left. Crow turned away in silence. "Does that mean murder?" he asked the heir on his right. "Murder? Of course it means murder. Sam Westing was murdered," Mr. Who replied. "Either that or he ate once too often in that greasy spoon coffee shop." Theo resented Who's slur on the family business. "It was murder, all right. And the will says the murderer is one of us." He glared at the restaurant owner. "Have the police been notified of the charge?" Judge Ford asked the lawyer. Plum shrugged. "I presume they will perform an autopsy." The judge shook her head in dismay. "Autopsy? Westing was already embalmed. Tomorrow he would be cremated." "The police are helpless. The culprit is far too cunning to be apprehended for this dastardly deed." "Oh my!" Flora Bomback clapped a hand to her mouth on hearing dastardly. "First murder, now a swear word?" "I alone know the name. Now it is up to you. Cast out the sinner. Let the guilty rise and confess." "Amen," said Crow. "Third, who among you is worthy to be the Westing heir? Help me. My soul shall roam restlessly until that one is found. The estate is at the crossroads. The heir who wins the windfall will be the one who finds the ashes, the doorman shouted. Some tittered to relieve the unbearable tension. Some cast him a reproachful glance. Grace Wexler clicked her tongue, and so Del Pulaski shushed. It was just a joke, Sandy tried to explain. You know, ashes scattered to the winds, so the one who wins the windfall gets... Oh, never mind. Fourth, hail to thee, O land of opportunity. You have made me the son of poor immigrants, rich, powerful, and respected. So take stock in America, my heirs, and sing in praise of this generous land. You too may strike it rich who dares to play the Westing game. Game? What game? Turtle wanted to know. No matter, Judge Ford said, rising to leave. This is either a cruel trick or the man was insane. Fifth, sit down, Your Honor, and read the letter this brilliant young attorney will now hand over to you. It was uncanny. Several heads turned towards the coffin, but Westing's eyes were shut forever. The brilliant young attorney fumbled through a stack of papers, felt his pockets, and finally found the letter in his briefcase. Aren't you going to open it? Theo asked the judge, asked as the judge resumed her seat and put the sealed envelope in her purse. No need. Sam Westing could afford to buy a dozen certificates of sanity. The poor are crazy, the rich just eccentric, Mr. Who said bitterly. Are you implying, sir, that the medical profession is corrupt? Denton Deere challenged. Shh. Sixth, before you proceed to the game room, there will be 1 minute of silent prayer for your good old Sam Wang, for your good old Sam. Uncle Sam, sorry. Flora Baumbach was the only heir to cry. Crow was the only one to pray. By the time Sadel Pulaski could resume a pose of reverence, the minute was up. And that ends Chapter 6 of The Westing Game.